Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The United States Coast Guard out of Pittsburgh, Lieutenant Sean Simmerl, back with us this morning. What a mess this has been with these barges and the bridges closed. Lieutenant, what is the latest on the corralling of the barges?
Oh, good morning. This is Lieutenant Simmerl with the Coast Guard. We have confirmed that there were 12 barges that were involved in this incident. Currently, all reports are that all 12 have been corralled. Not all are out of the actual river itself, but none of them are impacting navigation. There are some that are near bridges on the banks that will have to be sort of pulled, and we'll have to confirm whether they're sunk or just laid up on the shore.
And as far as the number of bridges that were actually hit, what are you hearing at this point?
I can't confirm how many were hit. We have confirmed that the West End, McKees Rock, and the Norfolk Southern, the rail bridge near Bruno Island, those have opened back to traffic. So we've confirmed that through the engineers that there's no danger there. We're awaiting reports from further up on the Monongahela River on whether some of those bridges have been struck and if they are safe to transit. But of course, I'll say again, as far as the Coast Guard goes, we don't control transit. As far as traffic over the bridges, we are concerned for vessels and people that are transiting the waterway underneath the bridges.
And exactly how did this happen? I mean, bridges are pretty big, aren't they?
Well, they are. But when you have currents and weather conditions, I don't know the actual cause. All we have is the initial incident involving the report was a strike, an elision with the Liberty Bridge. So we're trying to get confirmation on that. And we don't know, once barges break free, there's no way to really know, because you don't have a vessel with all of them, what other bridges could have been struck.
And an elision is a nautical term. It's a collision on the water with something, right?
It is, yes. To not go into the details, collisions happen between moving objects when you hit a stationary object. In our world, it's an elision with.
You sent us all to the dictionary this morning,
yeah,
when you used
good,
that the first
Lieutenant.
Time.
And also, you know, on a the amount of, I guess, freight or traffic that you have on our rivers that's material moved, this is pretty rare, is it not?
It is not a common thing for us to deal with a bridge elision, but it is something that we are, Coast Guard-wide, we deal with often in all our ports. On a river, it has a little more impact because we have a lot of bridges here in Pittsburgh, as I'm sure you and all your listeners know. So we just want to make sure that safety is our priority. We are working with all other agencies just to secure the port, to make sure that everything's safe so that we can get everybody going where they want to go today, and that we can commercial traffic and any recreational traffic that might be out, which should be very, very limited, is safe to transit the waterway.
We appreciate the update. Lieutenant, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
From the United States Coast Guard here in Pittsburgh, Lieutenant Sean Simmerl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.